First Light with Rachel Smalley.
The podcast.
First Light's View from the Top.
Well, this morning it's Dr. Oliver Hartwich, the CEO of the New Zealand Initiative. Good morning to you, Dr. Hartwich.
Good morning, Rachel.
Tell me, in your opinion, this is a question that I ask of every CEO. What is the greatest challenge do you think facing New Zealand today?
I think the greatest challenge is actually our geopolitical environment, because when you look at the world, everything seems to be in free fall, whether it's politics, economics, global security. I think we are living in really difficult and dangerous times, and the challenge for New Zealand is actually to find its place in them.
How do we find our place, do you think?
Well, first of all, by actually acknowledging the problems that are out there. Sometimes what really worries me is that we don't even pay enough attention to what's happening outside our borders. So I think actually having a bit more global awareness in New Zealand would help, and actually it would deepen our debates as well.
What is it that New Zealand, the New Zealand Initiative, does for our listeners? What's your, what do you do?
Well, we do research on public policy issues, really everything across the spectrum, whether it's local government, housing, planning, education. We even did a series once on fisheries management. So we try to actually cover most of the policy environment that people in Wellington deal with. And we do this by writing reports with practical recommendations on how to improve things, but we also provide commentary. We have currently, I think, 3 or 4 different columns that we fill. We have a newsletter that goes out to many decision makers in Wellington. So it's really policy research and policy commentary that the organization is about.
What is the chief area of focus then for you right now at the moment?
There is no one single area that we're focusing on. We are trying to find policies that would make the country go faster. And as I said before, that could be housing policy, because we have a big housing challenge, obviously, in this country with housing affordability. Another area, and a big area for us, is education, because we are really concerned that New Zealand students don't get the education they deserve, and they don't get the education that would actually make them good citizens and good employees in the future.
What needs to change, do you think, in our education system?
Practically everything. I think we need root and branch reform of the education system. I think it once again has to become a knowledge-rich education system. Currently, we focus too much on kind of fashionable fads, creativity, skills, collaboration. And all of this is very important, of course, but it isn't worth nothing if our students can't read and write anymore. And unfortunately, a few years ago, the Tertiary Education Commission came to the conclusion that 40% of our school leavers are functionally illiterate or enumerate. So they can't read or write properly. They can't calculate properly. That has to change. So I think we need a new curriculum. We need a new assessment system. We need a better career structure for our teachers. We basically have to change the whole way we do education in this country, because otherwise I think our students simply won't be equipped for the future.
Some of the work you do, Dr. Hartwich, is really interesting. There's some amazing reports that have come out, and really insightful. And they're, a long read, but they really do challenge the way we think, and they challenge what we do. And that's, across various governments, whoever the government is of the day. What you've just said about education, there will be a lot of parents, there will be a lot of senior leaders listening this morning, nodding furiously. How do you go from what you're recommending and what you've found in your reports to actually affecting change in the government and at a government level?
Well, I've been working in think tank land since 2005. My experience is actually that the best chance you have as a think tank is to work with the opposition of the day. And it doesn't matter which party is in opposition, because once you are in government, you don't have to listen to anyone anymore. You've got your whole army of the public service behind you. So the best chance for a think tank to affect policy discussions is to talk to the opposition, regardless of who is in opposition. And that's what we do, and that's what we've done. So when we dealt with the Labour Party in opposition, we worked a lot with people like Phil Twyford on housing policy, and we are seeing some results of that. We didn't advocate for Kiwi Build, I must say. And we're currently working with opposition parties on education. So we're trying to influence their thinking. We're trying to direct them to the right sources, to the right people to talk to. And then what you do as a think tank is you hope that once they get into government, they remember all of the things that they have learned in opposition and implement it. I think that's the best chance we have. And actually, we've seen some examples of that with other think tanks over history, where think tank reports, even though you think, okay, this is just an academic report and what implications do we have? They have a massive implication once these people who read them in opposition become ministers.
Yeah, absolutely. Fascinating, Dr. Hartwich. I have one more question for you. Who is the leader that you most admire and why?
It's a historical leader. It's Ludwig Erhard, the German economist who actually created the German economic miracle after the war. He was a very staunch classical liberal economist who had very clear ideas and beliefs on how he wanted to reform the country. And this is actually how they created a massive economic miracle after the war and rebuilt the country from the ruins based on classical liberal ideas, free market economics. He called it the social market economy, and it propelled Germany for the next decades.
Brilliant. Dr. Oliver Hartwich, the CEO of the New Zealand Initiative, I very much appreciate your time and your analysis this morning. Thank you so much.
First Light, the podcast. Hear and see more from the show online now at todayfm.co.nz.